streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse, Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, all included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite content in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
We did, but honestly, I was left with more questions than answers, Tony.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
And I'm Michael Costa, comedian from The Daily Show.
Join us for season 2 of Choosing Sides F1.
Our F1 102, if you will.
And get all of the answers.
All of them? Listen to Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to The Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for The Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Here we go on a Wednesday, live in Los Angeles. It's The Herd. Wherever you may be and however you may be listening, iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, FS1, Nick Wright in 30 minutes. It is great to have you in today. Joy Taylor is joining me. I feel I've got a new shirt on today. I very much like that, Joy. Not really a clothes person.
Bought a couple new shirts.
Bought some
recently.
New shirts. The company did. They're supporting me and the show. It's a great feeling. How are you doing, by the way?
I'm doing great. I'm looking forward to this weekend.
I am too.
Hope there's no blowouts. Hoping for great games all weekend. I don't think there will be, though.
Well, good coaches and good quarterbacks don't get blown out a lot. And
the only one that's really concerning is San Francisco, and I've seen San Francisco beat Green Bay. So
yes, and they're hot.
Yeah.
I was thinking about this. Story time. For most of my childhood, I grew up in the Pacific Northwest. The richest family was the Nordstrom's. Classy and dignified. You've seen those Nordstrom stores. They used to have a cool policy. You could bring anything back. Nordstrom's, high school, college, they own the Seahawks. Today, they're worth $37 billion. And they are not one of the 10 richest families in Seattle. Did they get dumb? No. Smart family, great kids. Did they have chaos that broke apart the company? No. A very smart, well-heeled, educated family. But Bill Gates is from Seattle. And Paul Allen is. And Jeff Bezos is. And it's a tech center. And the world changed. Can you imagine that? Their company's worth $37 billion. They're not a top 10 richest Seattle family. I looked it up this morning. That success and wealth is not defined just by how smart you are. It's by laws and rules and cultural changes. And I was thinking about Andy Reid this morning. And Andy Reid grew up in an NFL where the mantra was, Joy Taylor's brother knows this, defense wins championships. Offense was sort of an eye roll, finesse, pretty. You gotta play defense to win the big games. You ask Jimmy Johnson, the Vince Lombardis, right? Steel Curtain is what we grew up with. Nasty Raiders, what we grew up with. The Ravens and Ray Lewis. Andy Reid, the rules never benefited him. And during that time, Bill Belichick, a defensive genius, rose to prominence. Tom Brady certainly helped. But then about 5 years ago, the NFL pivoted. All the rules now benefit offense. And in the last 3 years, Andy Reid is 38-11, 6-1 in the playoffs, 2 Super Bowls, and favored to be in a third. And Bill Belichick in the last 3 years is 29-20, 0-2 in the playoffs, and just had a quarterback humiliate him with 7 straight touchdown drives. A quarterback, it should be noted, in his division, who I don't think is necessarily in his prime yet, Josh Allen. Add this. Andy Reid has a great general manager who continues to hit first, second, and third round home runs with centers and receivers and running backs and tight ends. And what has been the hole in Belichick's game? Drafting wide receivers. Look at the teams left in the NFL. Look at the wide receiver tight end talent for Cincinnati, the Rams, Tampa, Green Bay, San Francisco, Kansas City, Buffalo. And then look at New England's. It's bottom 2 or 3 in the league. The Nordstrom family in Seattle didn't get dumb. The world changed, and it benefits those in tech. In fact, Jeff Bezos from Seattle, for all I know, worked at Nordstrom's as a kid and built a retailer that helped put them mostly on the back burner, Amazon. I'm not saying in any way Belichick will get dumber, but the world has changed. The best quarterback won every division. Every single NFC playoff team was an offensive coach. Overwhelmingly, who is favored this weekend? All but one offensive coach. If Andy Reid, at 63, coaches to 69 like Belichick, because the last 3 years he has separated from Bill, will history be very kind like it has been to all those Seattle kids who embrace tech? Gates and Paul Allen and Jeff Bezos. And by the way, all you brilliant young tech stars in your 20s, 30s, and 40s now. The great retailers didn't get dumb. The other business people that owned waste management companies and retail companies and food companies and you know, giants in other industries, they didn't get dumb. The world changed. And you can make $1 billion now in an afternoon in Silicon Valley. That's just one company. That's just one human. I look at Andy Reid and I think to myself, New England's hole is the ability to draft offensive talent, Mac Jones, low ceiling, Josh Allen in division, and Andy Reid, good God, did you see their draft last year? Center, they drafted, best center in football. Guard, receivers, backs, tight ends. Don't be surprised if Andy stays till 69, you look at his last 10 years, and you look at Belichick's, and there aren't arguments to be made who we're calling the greatest coach of all time. It's not because Belichick got dumb. The world changes. The Nordstrom's never got dumb. Still smart today. The world changes. So I was thinking about this, as I often do, as I just roam around the house, thinking about topics for the show. And so I looked at all the quarterbacks left in the NFL. And it's very interesting. So I'm just going to read the quarterback. Joe Burrow, who got hurt in college, beat out for a job, had to transfer, will face Ryan Tannehill, who started as a college wide receiver, went to the NFL, and then was dumped by his first team. He'll face Jimmy Garoppolo, who's never really been embraced, whose heir apparent was drafted, was a second-round pick, hurt a lot, will face Aaron Rodgers, who had to go to a junior college and is still fuming because he dropped in the first round. He'll face Matt Stafford, who was just a great high school and college quarterback and then spent the next 13 years in the losing tunnel called the Lions. And he'll take on Tom Brady, who dropped to the sixth round. And again, still has a chip on his shoulder. And then Josh Allen, who nobody offered a scholarship out of high school, went to a junior college. Still nobody offered him a scholarship except Wyoming, got the you-know-what kicked out of him in college, was terrible as a rookie in the NFL, will face Patrick Mahomes, who didn't have a winning record as a college quarterback. That's who's left. Doubted, hardened, questioned, mocked, ignored. The NBA, it's different. Basketball culture is often spotting the greatest talent at 12, 13, 14 years old. You line up the swag, you get them to the best AAU teams, you get them to the best college for a year, and then they go to the NBA and the commissioner, Adam Silver, acknowledges, my players are unhappy. Why wouldn't they be? It's the first time in their lives at 19, 20, 21 years old. They've been ripped and mocked and ridiculed. In the NFL, the last quarterback standing have all been doubted. I'm not against the transfer portal. I'm not against name, image, likeness. But there was a cautionary tale yesterday in America. Tate Martell was the number one high school quarterback. I met him once in high school, Bishop Gorman in Vegas. He was the thing. And then he just kept transferring Ohio State and Miami and UNLV. And yesterday he acknowledged that 23 years old, he retired from football. Transfer portal, the easier place. I'll play there. He never started. Wish him the best of luck. I'm sure he'll do fine. Bright kid, super talented. Transfer portal now is going to create kids who, if they don't start day one, I am out of here. And there'll be bidding wars for high school quarterbacks who will get $5, $10 million in their pocket. I am a proponent of both. But I hope their dads realize, look who's left this weekend. Big Ben ignored by Ohio State. He was eliminated. Are we entering a time where quarterbacks, and this is what's happened over the last 7-8 years, the great high school quarterbacks, like the great basketball players, are spotted at 13, 14. They are then moved into the best high school with the best teammates. They do it in Southern California. Then they go to Bama, Ohio State, Clemson, best teammates. Trevor Lawrence, Justin Fields. Are you ready for a 4-year tunnel of crap? Because if you can come through it, you'll end up playing on this weekend. I am for the transfer portal. I am for name, image, likeness. I want my kids to have an easier life than I did. But I used to always joke, granite countertops and crown molding are the death of drive and determination. I don't want my NFL quarterbacks to become 15-year-old NBA stars who, for the first time when they get heat, are miserable. It's the journey and the misery that makes Joe Burrow. It's the journey and the misery that makes Brady. Matt Stafford, 13 years of losing and getting crushed with no run game and always falling behind and having the pressure and having to win shootouts is precisely why he's here this weekend. Can't wait for the games. And I think it's why I've always liked football more than basketball, and I love both. I like the journey of it. I like the hardened, toughened, criticized, eye-rolled, ignored way of life for star quarterbacks, and that's who's left. Not the biggest, not the strongest, not the oldest, not the most talented, not the greatest runners, all of them at some point ignored along their journey. I think it's what makes them. Not just a part of them.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL Podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we got to give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are going to be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
Lily Herman, my co-host in season one, helped me choose a team, a driver, and then...
Well, we sent you on your jolly way.
Yeah.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
I'm Michael Costa, comedian, Daily Show correspondent.
And we're back with season two because, as it turns out, F1's newest fan is still a little...
dazed and confused.
Join us for season two of Choosing Sides F1 as we dive deeper into the rabbit hole of the pinnacle of motorsports.
Who makes money here?
What's CFD?
How do you manage a tire?
You, get back in there.
What are the rumors? What's the gossip?
But you also know that someone's listening to your radio.
I'm going to pull up a picture of a tea cozy. I want to see what this thing looks like.
Are you going to be doing that accent this whole pod?
Listen to season two of Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcast. You find it.
It's draft season. The 2024 NFL Draft is coming up, and the Move the Sticks podcast has you covered for all your draft needs. Do you want to watch the game like a fan or have the mind of a scout? The show's hosted by me, Daniel Jeremiah, and my partner, Bucky Brooks. The two of us bring knowledge from careers as NFL talent scouts to the podcast world so fans can watch and understand the nuances of the game like never before.
If you want to learn everything about this year's prospects ahead of the draft and learn what makes them stand out, there's no better podcast than Move the Sticks. Who are the top five draft prospects at each position? Which quarterbacks are going in the first round? Who are the top 50 prospects in the draft? Who should you put in your mock draft? We have all the answers for you.
We've been studying these prospects all season, so you won't get a better opinion. We'll have several new episodes dropping each week, and you don't want to miss a single one. Subscribe now and listen to the Move the Sticks podcast on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I always try to visualize stories happening, and if I can visualize it, then I'll talk about it. I'll predict it. I can't see Aaron Rodgers losing this weekend, and here's why. So I look at all four games, and I mean, it's really good teams, really good coaches, really good quarterbacks, right? But last week, I said going into the weekend, the pressure was on number one, Matt Stafford. He delivered. And number two, Mike McCarthy. And he did not and got clobbered for it. So it kind of validated what we said. We were all kind of waiting for Stafford to win. He did. It was good. It was a non-story then. And McCarthy got hammered for losing. Not Dak necessarily, but McCarthy. So this weekend, let's say Mahomes loses. Well, I mean, how many teams get to three straight Super Bowls? We're not going to clobber him for that. And he loses to Josh Allen. Let's say Brady loses. Well, he's 44. He's got seven Super Bowls. We're not going to spend a lot of time Monday ripping Brady. If Stafford loses, well, he won a playoff game, first year with McVay, won the NFL's toughest division, had the highest fourth quarter passer rating in the NFL, and again, he just won a playoff game. We're not going to crush him for losing to what I believe is a better roster. If Joe Burrow loses or Zach Taylor, haven't they kind of exceeded expectations? Honestly, I had them for fourth in the division. I don't think I was alone. If Mike Vrabel and Tannehill lose, I still can't figure out how they're here. They lost Derrick Henry for 2 months. How are they the number one seed? But Aaron Rodgers spent the last 6 months needling the Packers front office, vaccines, politicians, the media. There's going to be a lot of people. They're going to want to take a lot of hacks at Aaron if he loses. And by the way, he's 0-3 against San Francisco. But I can't see it. At home, off a bye, Garoppolo's not healthy, Nick Bosa might not be. Fred Warner's limping. Green Bay's finally healthy. I cannot envision Monday's show after Aaron loses Saturday night. I can't. I just, I can't. I can see everything else. I can see Burrow and Jamar Chase going crazy town and then pulling out dramatic win. I can see Stafford and the Rams. If Tristan Wirfs is hurt right tackle, Tom faces pressure. And, you know, let's be honest, Stafford's been a great second half quarterback. OBJ, the run game, they've got Cooper Kupp. I can see Buffalo out-dueling Kansas City in a wild shootout and a turnover late in the game. Mahomes' ball comes out of his hands, not even his fault. I cannot see Aaron going 0-4, all that drama, people looking to take hacks at him, and he loses to Jimmy Garoppolo at home. I can't see it. So that is my lock of the week. I don't know the spread, whatever, but I cannot envision that. And so I can't predict it. Joy with the news.
No. Turn on the news.
This is the Herdline News.
The Niners are 6-point underdogs.
I would take Green Bay to win and cover. And I know this, the wise guys would overwhelmingly take San Francisco. I can't see it.
I need to see how healthy San Francisco is.
If Bosa and Warner are healthy, then it's competitive. Then it's a probably take the points if it goes to 7.
Yeah. But I think Green Bay wins the game as well. But
they're finally healthy. Jair Alexander's back. They're the healthiest they've been all year.
Well, that was the tiers that we had for pressure. It was Matthew Stafford, the Cowboys, Mike McCarthy, and then Aaron Rodgers.
And now Aaron's all by himself because Stafford won and Mike's out.
Well, it's time. Well, Derrick Henry practiced in pads yesterday, and Mike Vrabel said how well he does in contact practice will go a long way to determining whether he plays and how much he can play on Saturday.
I think that's a good step. We'll have to have some contact. It's been a while, since he's had, contact. You know, we're going to have to do these things that will come close to replicating what's going to be asked of him in a football game. So, again, we'll have a week of work, and we'll see how he feels and make a decision.
Yeah, we're all kind of expecting Derrick Henry to be back, but they do have to make sure that he is 100% healthy.
Well, let's be honest. Russell Wilson came back faster than we thought. Yeah. J.J. Watt came back.
No, we also have to stop saying season-ending injury. Cam Akers
came back, which is the shocker. So it's like what's happened between the medical advances and how good a shape these athletes are in when they get hurt, they're not us. They recover in half the time we do.
Yeah, and it's just getting faster, which is – and look, I mean – Derrick Henry, how much work you put into the rehab also makes a big difference. Like when Adrian Peterson came back this fast as he did, that was kind of the beginning of this like unprecedented return from injuries.
Yeah.
But how much effort you put into rehab, which is very difficult because it's mentally and emotionally draining as well as physically draining. They were talking about Cam Akers like crying on the way to rehab. Rehab is the worst. Like the initial injury and the shock of the injury and the pain and like realizing you're going to be out is bad. But the rehab is so draining. So it's really impressive that these guys are coming back as soon as they can. But they still have to make sure that he's 100%. You don't want to rush someone back and it ends up being a devastating situation. He was leading the NFL in rushing when he suffered the foot injury on October 31st. In 8 games this season, 219 rushes for 937 yards and 10 touchdowns. He's the best big play running back in the league. He's one of my favorite players to watch in the league. They've obviously maintained without him, but he provides a different level of stardom and big play potential, and he is just an engine and soul for that team.
I just talked to Dave Wonstadt, our friend, yesterday, and he loves Cincinnati this weekend.
He said,
if you watch Burrow in the last 6-7 weeks, he's literally gone from really good to, oh. It's like Josh Allen against New England. You're like, oh, we know he's great, but it's like, okay, what was that? Like, Burrow is doing the same stuff. We saw a little bit with Mahomes' first Super Bowl. Like, he had struggled at the end of the regular season. He got to the playoffs, fell behind the Texans 24-0, and you're like, okay, he's going to win the Super Bowl. Like, you just can't. There are these young players who literally in a season, I mean, Brady and Stafford are past this, but you get into these Mahomes when they're 24 and Josh Allen and Burrow, you can see the improvement from, like, week 8 to week 16. Like, it's a different player.
Yeah, they go from being stars to superstars, and you can see the gear go up.
And it's like Mahomes always said, oh, remember when he came back and he said, I can read defenses now. Like, you didn't when you won a Super Bowl? He's like, no, now I can read defense. Like, you can see these quarterbacks especially. I think Burrow in the last 7-8 weeks has gotten to a right up there with Stafford, Brady, Aaron. Like, I think he's that good now.
Well, the Texans are 3.5-point favorites, according to Fox Bet. I think this is going to be a really competitive game. Again, I wouldn't be surprised if the Bengals were able to beat the Titans. But we're going to watch and see if Derrick Henry is going to be available. So Jimmy Garoppolo will be dealing with a thumb injury and a sprained shoulder when he faces off against the Packers, and he was asked if it will impact him against Green Bay.
The shoulder, yeah, it's being a quarterback, it affects every throw. So it definitely had some impact. But, if I'm out there and I'm being put in that spot, I got to, still make the plays that I'd normally make. So no excuses or anything like that. Just, the injury is what it is. Just we're all dealing with stuff now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everyone's playing through injuries at this point.
No, that's another reason I can't see Aaron Rodgers losing. So Garoppolo's not even healthy. Shoulder. We saw what a shoulder injury did to Baker. Like, he wasn't the same quarterback.
Yeah, I mean, in the second half, this injury happened in the second quarter in Dallas. In the second half, Jimmy G was 5 of 11 for 39 yards with an interception. So maybe it did play a role. Obviously, as he mentioned, you're a quarterback. The shoulder is going to affect everything that you do. He was limited at practice yesterday, but I also feel like Jimmy G is always hurt. So he's always playing through something, and maybe that's why he can be inconsistent sometimes. I still think he's going to start, obviously, unless he's that injured. You're not going to put Trey Lance in to start against Green Bay on the road in the second round of the playoffs. Game starts at 7:30 Eastern on Fox. And the Niners are 6-point underdogs, according to Fox Bet, but there's a lot to pay attention to with Jimmy G, Bosa, and Fred Warner and their health. So Deshaun Watson's future in Houston is still in the balance. Nick Caserio was asked if potentially hiring Brian Flores might result in Watson staying.
That more than likely would not be the case, but I think we just have to be open-minded and just take the information and process it and ultimately make the decision, that we feel makes the most sense for everybody involved, whatever that looks like.
The Deshaun Watson situation is kind of strange at this point. We all just kind of stopped talking about it. Like, his name would pop up here and there throughout the season after the trade deadline. But after the trade deadline passed, we kind of all were just like, all right, we can shelve this until next season.
Right.
But we still haven't gotten any answers about his cases. So obviously this is still a massive piece that needs to be moved in the offseason. He has a fully guaranteed salary of $35 million. So they're not going to pay him not to play. They're not going to pay him $35 million not to play. He has a no trade clause, so they can't just send him anywhere. So he has all the leverage, but does a team want him with the cases and he hasn't played last year? So he could have a slow start.
I think I would want him I think there's such a, I think this league is a league of fear and desperation. I think sometimes you just like, he's better than anybody on the market. We'll go.
No, he is the best. He's the best quarterback on the market.
Yes.
For sure. That's without question. But he's not as simple as he's available. Let's go get him.
No,
like, we don't have any answers and we still don't. And the way that the cases are being handled, they're one by one. It's not a class action suit where he can go in and solve it in one day.
He has to
either settle or go to court with each one of these individuals that has a suit out. So this could potentially take years if he doesn't settle with them. So I don't understand how this situation with Deshaun Watson is any different than it was at the trade deadline. You still don't have an answer. So if you're going to give up what the Texans want for Deshaun Watson, which they deserve for Deshaun Watson because of his talent level and moving on from your franchise quarterback, I don't understand how, as a GM or an owner, you can part ways with 3 firsts and 2 seconds for a player you don't know is going to play, especially that position.
It's complex, that's for sure. Joy with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Line News.
If I was Nick Wright, I would be terribly nervous going into this weekend. You did see Josh Allen dissect the greatest defensive coach of all time. I mean, with relative ease. So as we go into the weekend, Nick sometimes will tell you he's not nervous. I don't know. Let's bring him on, Nick Wright. I don't know. A little nervous, kind of nervous.
No, I don't see how the Chiefs can win, Colin. I mean, let's be honest. I mean, it's ridiculous that they're even favored. I mean, but Vegas is smart. They're not even the full 3-point favorites. What have they done to earn that? I mean, the Bills scored. Have you ever seen a team score 7 touchdowns in a row in a playoff game? I mean, 20 hours later, you literally saw a team score 6 touchdowns in a row against T.J. Watt and Minka Fitzpatrick and Cam Hayward. But It was nothing like what we saw from Buffalo. I mean, no, I know you're picking the Bills. Is Mahomes the worst quarterback left in the playoffs? I don't know. Maybe he's better than Tannehill and Garoppolo. I'm not sure, though. I really don't know. I know he's not better than Burrow in your eyes. I know he's not better than Josh Allen. I know he's not better than Brady. I know he's not better than Rodgers. Hey, you love Stafford. I don't know. I just, you know, it's been a good run. And, you know, the Josh Allen is going to be able to add him, and these Bills are going to be adding themselves to the long list of teams that have beaten Mahomes twice in a season. That list of teams is currently zero teams long. And I'm sure last year when Josh Allen was, you know, the hot MVP candidate quarterback who got more MVP votes than Mahomes, and they played a playoff game in Arrowhead, and after spotting the Bills 9 points, the Chiefs were on a 38-6 run like it was a AAU basketball tournament. That's got nothing to do with it. No, listen, it's been fun. I assume Chad Henne will probably have played in this game. I don't see how the Chiefs can win, Colin. Yeah, how much you got Buffalo by? 14? Tell me. I know you saved, but you obviously are going to be on the Bills minus the two.
No.
So
no.
How much, though?
No, I
or
am.
Or plus the two.
I'd be honest with you, I think Kansas City wins. I do. Because I have a belief.
Wow!
Because.
You're the one.
Yeah, so I think Josh Allen, to this point in his career, he's still got rough edges. He still tends to be great game, followed by average, great average. Whereas I think Mahomes tends to have occasional slumps for a month, but he is, on a week-to-week basis, a more consistent high-end performer. So I like Kansas City close. So there you go. How about that?
Oh, okay. All right, okay. Good. Well, listen, you're going to be wrong because I don't see how they can win.
All right.
I mean, Bills have the coaching advantage. What do they have, three head coaches on their staff? Bieniemy can't even get an interview. I mean, I don't know how they do it. But, hey, well, it'll be you and, you know, the fans in the stadium. No one else believes in them. But go ahead, Colin.
Now,
I'm really surprised.
I don't like to talk about Baker too much because I come across as, like, petty, right? Like, I don't want to do that. So I'll give the floor to you, but it is sort of interesting that OBJ in 9 games has 6 touchdowns and has become the go-to red zone wide receiver. What did you make of the playoff performance where they doubled Cooper and the Rams were like, all right, we'll go to the other guy, and he crushed?
Yeah, what I think is I do think that we should maybe, as a collective media, spend, I don't know, at least 20% as much time discussing the fact that Odell Beckham Jr. in his first playoff game since the boat trip was directly responsible for all of the Rams' offensive touchdowns, because he scored the first one, he had a 30-yard catch and run to set up the second one, and he threw the bomb to set up the third one. Let's spend maybe, you know what, I'll call it 25% of as much time talking about that as we talked about the color of his visor or the size of his watch when he was in Cleveland. Because there was a growing narrative, Odell had the one great catch, and then what else has he done? You know, the best open to a career in receiver history other than Randy Moss. But other than that, what has he done? So, yes, I do think that this is an example where it makes Baker, and by the way, Kevin Stefanski's got to wear some of this as well, look bad, but it also does make Odell look good. And while I have not committed to memory all of your Odell takes the way I have your Baker takes, I don't think you have been maybe his biggest supporter,
right?
His biggest defense. So maybe while you are taking a victory lap on Baker, you can give my pal, the kid with the yellow hair and now purple hair, changes colors, a little bit of credit that he's still quite good.
Yes.
And that he is still a difference-making receiver in this league.
Yes. I said on Tuesday morning, I said, I didn't think Wash, but I said he got the drops in Cleveland. He literally always had great hands, and he got the drops. And I said I underestimated the power of culture and coaching, and Stafford and OBJ, you put them with the right culture. They don't feel like OBJ has to have 19 targets. Just go make big plays, go be great in moments, and
the power of and the power of the city of Los Angeles. It reinvigorated you. Yeah. There was a couple years there before you got to LA. People thought, you know, Coward lost his fastball.
That's right.
Got out to LA. It's like, oh, as good as ever.
All right. Okay. So Wednesday is your tier day. So I haven't seen this morning. Yeah. I heard you talk about it when I pulled in, but then I didn't see it. So show me, what are your tiers today? Wednesday tiers.
All right, so tell me what, we can just show up and we can show them to you right now. So we can go bottom to top. The Titans and Bengals, one team will win and then that team will lose the next week. They will be, one of them will be in the Final Four. They can hang a banner like Michigan State, but that's it. I look at the Bucs, Colin. I think it's too many games in the last 2 years. They've played more games than any team in football because they didn't have the bye last year. They don't have the bye this year. The Wirfs injury concerns me. The Jensen injury concerns me. Obviously, the wide receiver stuff. I think both NFC dogs, I heard you talking about the Packers. I think both NFC dogs this week are live dogs. I think Green Bay would have rather played anyone but San Francisco. Then there's the Bills, top of the mountain. There's two ways to look at it. One way is top of the mountain because they're the best team. They're looking down at all the peasants beneath them. The other way is Magic Mountain Josh Allen because he goes up to the top, then he plummets on down. We'll see which one it is. Yeah. And then Chiefs and Packers, I think, are the two best teams in football. So that's how I find it. What I would be most interested in is your thoughts on Bucks, where the Bucks are. I think they're banged up. I think they're tired. I think the AB thing took a little bit of their spirit. I know they looked great against Philly, but Philly shouldn't have been there. I think the Bucks could be in real trouble this weekend, Kyle.
Yeah, the thing that concerns me, so Chris Godwin's out, AB's gone, Tristan Wirfs banged up, Ryan Jensen banged up. So to that, you're right. But I will say they took a 31-0 lead without Fournette and Ronald Jones, and I really think the key to this football team beyond Brady is Leonard Fournette, which is weird because when he came here, he was an afterthought. But when he's running, and I mean, Leonard Fournette is like a different player in big games. And when he's running and Brady can throw not only out of the gun but on play action, it's a handful. But I think to your point, they got a little bit taken out of them last week, so I don't have a problem with that. So I do want to segue to this, though. Because I always like to get one NBA question in because you're dynamic and love the sport. The Frank Vogel story is interesting. He's in trouble. Then there's a story yesterday. He's not in trouble. It's interesting. I don't believe he wanted Westbrook, a bad defensive player. I believe he wanted KCP and Caruso, good defensive players. But in the end, I don't think this – now, he's got AD, a defensive player. He doesn't want to play center, and he's hurt. So I have some sympathy for Frank Vogel. This is not the roster that he really wanted. What's your take on him?
Sure. Listen, I think that if we're assigning culpability for the Lakers up to this point, very disappointing season, the front office deserves more of it than anyone. I know everyone says, oh, but LeBron's in charge. If LeBron were in charge, Ty Lue would have gotten this coaching job a few years ago. LeBron signed a contract extension prior to last year. He doesn't have the ability to kind of hold the team hostage the way he could in Cleveland. If they didn't want to trade for Russ, if they didn't want to make these moves, they wouldn't have. So I think the front office deserves the most criticism. But Vogel also, nobody is really defending Vogel. They are simply giving reasons why it's not all his fault, and it's not all his fault. But I think people want to find a reason to put this at the feet of LeBron. And so they're pretending that there's a lot of things Frank Vogel has done great this year. What's your favorite Frank Vogel moment? Let me tell you, when it took him a dozen games to realize you can't play Rondo and Westbrook at the same time. Like, that's not great. How about the fact that Steve Nash, who no one exactly is comparing to Red Auerbach, figured out 9 months ago DeAndre Jordan was washed, and he was starting him for the first 20 games of the year. That's not great. And so I don't think Vogel should be fired, at least at present. But I also think this idea that he should be untouchable because they won a championship 15 months ago, that's two seasons ago. Right now, LeBron James is going to win the scoring title and you're playing 500 basketball. That's got to fall on a lot of people and it can't just be the front office. So I do think Vogel needs to be better.
All right. Yeah, I think I caught you off guard. I like Kansas City over Buffalo, but I do. I actually.
I'm shocked.
I do. Josh Allen's not. He's a beautiful piece of art. He just needs to be sandpapered a little bit. But I feel like Mahomes, I've got what I've got. I know what I'm getting every week. He has many slumps. Mechanically gets out of them.
And I mean, he's no Burrow. or Herbert or any of those other quarterbacks that you said passed him. But, yeah, I mean, he should be able to handle Josh Allen. We'll see.
All right, see Nicky. You, good seeing you, buddy. Nick Wright, my buddy.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Mic check. Mic check.
If you want exclusive insight from the biggest names in the sports game, what's good? This is national champion and former pro baller Chris Johnson. And let me tell you a little bit about my new series, KJ Live.
KJ Live is the only show featuring me going one-on-one with the brightest basketball minds on the planet to get the real.
And when I say real, I mean that real. I got legendary Hall of Famers, elite coaches, and the top basketball insiders bringing you a unique perspective on all things hoops culture that you will not find anywhere else.
So make your next move your best move.
And tap in with me on KJ Live, wherever you get your podcast from.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
Lily Herman, my co-host in season one, helped me choose a team, a driver, and then...
Well, we sent you on your jolly way.
Yeah.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
I'm Michael Costa, comedian, Daily Show correspondent.
And we're back with season two because, as it turns out, F1's newest fan is still a little...
dazed and confused.
Join us for season two of Choosing Sides F1 as we dive deeper into the rabbit hole of the pinnacle of motorsports.
Who makes money here?
What's CFD?
How do you manage a tire?
You, get back in there. What are the rumors? What's the gossip? But you also know that someone's listening to your radio.
I'm going to pull up a picture of a tea cozy. I want to see what this thing looks like. Are you going to be doing that accent this whole pod?
Listen to season two of Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts. You find it.
It's draft season. The 2024 NFL Draft is coming up, and the Move the Sticks podcast has you covered for all your draft needs. Do you want to watch the game like a fan or have the mind of a scout? The show's hosted by me, Daniel Jeremiah, and my partner, Bucky Brooks. The two of us bring knowledge from careers as NFL talent scouts to the podcast world so fans can watch and understand the nuances of the game like never before.
If you want to learn everything about this year's prospects ahead of the draft and learn what makes them stand out, there's no better podcast than Move the Sticks. Who are the top five draft prospects at each position? Which quarterbacks are going in the first round? Who are the top 50 prospects in the draft? Who should you put in your mock draft? We have all the answers for you.
We've been studying these prospects all season, so you won't get a better opinion. We'll have several new episodes dropping each week, and you don't want to miss a single one. Subscribe now and listen to the Move the Sticks podcast on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I remember years ago, Derek Jeter was asked about a hitting slump. And Derek Jeter said, I don't overthink it. And for Derek Jeter, a slump could be 0 for 16 or 0 for 15. And he said, it was some reporter had asked him, and he goes, I just want to go hit the ball hard tonight. Wherever I hit it, I just want to hit it hard. And eventually, if you hit the ball hard a lot, it will find a place on a baseball field and drop in as a hit. We've got analytics all over the place. And in the NBA, everybody's talking about analytics. But so often in the playoffs, it's like, dude, I need a basket. Just Chris Paul, just go get me a basket. And he'll shoot like a 12-footer, which nobody likes anymore. Giannis, just go make a stop. Doesn't have to be a stop and a three-pointer. That sometimes in situations in baseball playoffs, in hitting slumps, in basketball playoffs, in NFL playoffs, we overthink stuff. Troy Aikman, there's a bite out there this morning, and we're not allowed to use it yet. But he's talking about, the quarterback controversy with Dak and that quarterback draw overshadowed the fact that Dak didn't play very well and trailed 23-7 at one point to San Francisco at home. And the Cowboys have the number one rated offensive line in the league, according to PFF. So Aikman's quote was, he goes, listen, there was a lot of single coverage on C.D. Lamb. I hate going back to when I was playing because nobody cares. But with coordinators these days, it's all about schemes rather than that corner's scared to death. Go run the route tree. I'll get the ball to you. He goes, if they would have covered Michael Irvin the way they covered C.D. Lamb with single coverage, he'd have had 10 catches by halftime. Said Aikman, the game is not that difficult. Okay, if I got a great player at wide receiver and the corners on him not as good in single coverage, throw him the ball. He's going to win most of the time. And I think that does bring up a concern. So Dak Prescott's offensive line is rated number one in the league to the people who grade the offensive line. You're at home. You have CeeDee Lamb, Amari Cooper. Dalton Schultz is going to be a free agent. He's going to make a lot of money. They won't keep him. Cedric Wilson, good backs. Dak averaged under 6 yards per attempt. That's with the two best 49er players out. Nick Bosa, out. Fred Warner, hurt, at home. So at some point, you know, we talk about all this and that, McCarthy, you got to make plays. Dak Prescott against non-divisional opponents this year. He wasn't terrible, but he was just solid. 11 games, he was 5-6. 66% completion, fine. Burrow down the stretch has been 75. 21 TDs, 8 picks, nothing to be embarrassed about. Passer rating, the new standard is 100. He's at 95. If you look at Dak versus playoff teams this year, and this is really interesting. Against the Eagles, he's unbelievable. He's Joe Montana. He completes 80% of his throws, 8 TDs, no picks, passer rating, you know, in that Brady, Burrow, Mahomes when you're hot. But against the other playoff teams, it's really ordinary. 1-5, 92 passer rating, 12 touchdown, 5 picks. And again, that's with the number one graded offensive line, above average tight end production, good backs. I don't think Zeke is nearly what he used to be, but he and Pollard are above average. And excellent wide receiver talent. So remember, outside of Zach Martin, they got to get a new tackle. They're getting worse at tackle, not better. Zeke, probably at some point they move him in the offseason because of his cost. At some point, you're going to keep, you can get out of the Amari Cooper contract now, and it's not nearly the cap hit. They're not going to re-sign Michael Gallup because he's coming off a major injury, and they're not going to be able to keep Schultz the tight end because he's too good and too expensive. So with all this stuff, Dak, we got a trend here about 3 years, has been pretty ordinary against teams not named the Giants, the Washington football team, or the Eagles. And so it doesn't mean he can't play. That's not, but he's been surrounded here in the first 4 or 5 years with really good stuff. Now, the good news is the Cowboys draft pretty well. Can they find a Micah Parsons on offense? Can they go get another great wide receiver? I mean, CeeDee Lamb was a good pick. People criticized it. I didn't get it. It was a great pick. They found Michael Gallup. I didn't watch him play in college. Amari Cooper move was smart. So the Cowboys do some things really well, other things not really well, but they do draft a lot of playmakers, and they deserve credit for that. But, you know, you start looking at that game, the quarterback draw got all the heat, and McCarthy got all the heat. Dak didn't play well with all those weapons, down 23-7. And that's out. Bosa's out. Warner's out. Garoppolo kind of let you back in. Or you had a chance to get, if Garoppolo doesn't throw that interception, that game could have been a rout. Like that, it would have looked really bad. That final scoreboard would not have been tight. If Garoppolo didn't butcher that 4th and inches, not letting Trent Williams get set, you don't have a quarterback controversy, but you never get the ball back. So that's where we stand. We'll try to get you the Aikman bite, but I think he does bring up an interesting point. When you get to situational football, nothing against analytics, but Kawhi Leonard would get me a bucket and get me a stop. I don't care about threes. You know, that's what I want. Say what you want about LeBron. He still, defensively, if you need a stop, LeBron's really good. He's still really good in the defensive end. Hour two next.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL Podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
We did, but honestly, I was left with more questions than answers, Tony.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
And I'm Michael Costa, comedian from The Daily Show.
Join us for season 2 of Choosing Sides F1.
Our F1 102, if you will.
And get all of the answers.
All of them? Listen to Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's draft season. The 2024 NFL Draft is right around the corner, and the Move the Six podcast has you covered for all your draft needs. The show's hosted by me, Daniel Jeremiah, and my partner, Bucky Brooks.
When it comes to Detroit and the draft, Move the Sticks is the podcast that will answer all of your questions. Who should you put in your mock draft? Don't worry, tune in and you'll be ready to watch the draft like a scout.
We've been studying these prospects all season, so you won't get a better opinion. Subscribe now and listen to the Move the Sticks podcast on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.